It's the 26th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The number of persons with mental and physical challenges who are unable to participate in the central Bedfordshire workforce has increased according to new figures. Department of Work and Pensions data shows that there are more than twice as many people suffering from mental health conditions when compared with the period just before lockdown. As of April this year, 955 people were in receipt of Personal Independence Payment, or PIP, due to deterioration in their wellbeing. Mel Stride, the Work and Pension Secretary, has commented that there has been too great a move towards labelling certain behaviours as having certain medical conditions attached to them, where actually work is part of the answer. A woman was arrested in Bedford over the weekend after engaging in aggressive behaviour towards employees at the Church Square Superdrug. When police officers arrived, she spat in the mouth of one of them and slapped him. A second was bitten more than once. The woman was taken into custody while officers were treated at an area hospital. An incident in May where a woman was stabbed multiple times outside Beech Hill Primary School in Luton's Dunstable Road led to the arrest of Bars Faisal. The 30-year-old, who is being held at Bedford Prison, has been charged with attempted murder but pleaded not guilty through a visual internet link to Luton Crown Court. His victim, following the attack, sustained severe injuries but was later stabilised at an area hospital. Mr. Faisal is set for a November pre-trial review. Dunstable Fire Station on Brewers Hill Road will be hosting a family-friendly open day where kids can meet and dunk a firefighter and explore some of their equipment, including the fire engine. The event, which will also include a number of other fun activities, will help support the firefighters' charity. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.